Draymond over to Sanders. He'll shoot. He'll hit. Another bucket for Sanders. A career high for him. He's got now 20 points. It's 76-62.
Dub Nation, this is Quinton Post, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Thank you, Quinton. Appreciate it. Tim Roy on the call last night. Warriors lose 103-102 to the Clippers. Steve Kerr ejected with 8 minutes left after the refs missed the goaltend.
Well.
That was egregious. I don't know if you were watching the game. I don't know if you know, but it was a five-point swing. It was a five-point swing.
Every point matters, man. Yeah. Steiny, how do you miss that?
Lost by one. I don't know how they missed that. Yeah. That's a good question. Yeah. That's a good question. Here's what I noticed last night, and to me this was
everything.
This is the biggest issue on the team, and you referred to it early, and we've been talking about it a little bit. To me, the scariest part of the game last night was watching Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry, and the reason is, and I think people have had to have noticed this, but Steph is trying to draw contact on every shot. He's trying to go down. He's trying to get three. Like,
what do you make of that?
It's both these guys are relying more and more and more and more on cleverness, on guile, on experience, because athletically, they're not where they were 10 years ago, obviously.
And, but more Jimmy than Steph, and I'm interrupting.
Well, but I'm just telling you, like, how many times is Steph on the floor after he takes a three trying to draw a foul?
Well, all or of going, a sudden,
and I get it. He's trying to sell it. I get it. But he
shouldn't have to.
Well, he does have to now because he's just not, he's not getting the same opportunities that he had, you know, 5 years ago. Like, he's 37. We've got to start acknowledging that. He's still unbelievably, he's one of a kind. There's no doubt about it. But he, you can tell he is making adjustments to his game because he knows that there are things that he can't do anymore. That's what I'm sensing when I see Butler and Curry. They're not washed. They're great players. But this little sliver of slippage because, you know, of their age, It adds up, and it's the difference between being 19 and 18 and maybe being 24 and 16.
Now, I'll say this to that. Steiny, I think this is apples and oranges. I get you wholeheartedly, and it's a big concern for me from Jimmy Butler perspective. That trickery or the okey-doke with the refs, he's mastered it, but that's a large part of his game, i.e. that last turnaround shot where I think he didn't have anything in his legs. That's neither here nor there. But Steph, Steiny, there's nothing better than getting an and one. You played the game. He's averaging 29 points.
Right. He was 4-for-15, from three.
That wasn't a good game for the Chef.
Right.
But you don't come back without him hitting those two, three.
Of course not.
Those threes. But my point is, he doesn't utilize looking for the okey-doke. And according to everybody outside of you, Steiny, and I'm having fun, dude, this whole, like, last 10 games, even the last year, I always said he doesn't get the whistle he deserves. And for him trying to do the continuation thing and the ball still go in. Now, one of them last night, both feet were still on the ground. I didn't think it was continuation. But it's not a byproduct of where his game is at. Steiny, he's damn near averaging 30.
You don't think so? What about losing your balance as you get a little bit older?
Like, but that's what you're trying to get the
guru,
big play, the three-point play that's not a three-pointer, Steiny.
Okay, you right.
Him and Jimmy are totally different. So Jimmy needs it.
You can disagree with me. Yeah. I'm just telling you, maybe he's losing some balance. He's losing some strength. I don't know. I'm just telling you, the shots don't look like normal Steph Curry shots. Mm. They just don't. Mm. He's bumping, fading, everything. Like, if you don't think he's relying more on cleverness and guile than, like, his God-given ability, I could just have to disagree with you at that point.
Let me throw this at you. Steiny, he's 39% from deep. But what if he knows his team, he doesn't have the firepower, the weaponry he used to have?
Right.
And I'm being real here. It's just greed. And he knows he can get the three. Let's see if I can make it four. You know, I can get the two. Let's see if I can get it three. But it's not, I just don't feel like it's as much. It's a reliance on him not being able to do what he does. He still can do it. Jimmy Butler, he can't. Sonny, that reckless abandon getting to the rim, that's waning fast. And he's using the pump fake to okey-doke. And last night, that game winner was exhibit A of, you know what, Jimmy? This is old school open gym. No fouls. What can you do? And he showed us what he can do. The ball went wide left like somebody had a window open at the end to a dome. But the bottom line is to say, I think Steph is just trying to do more.
Okay.
Because well, he's averaging 29 and shooting 39% from deep, Steiny.
The numbers are fine. It's not about the numbers. It's about the way he's playing. Looks different to me.
Now, what if he's so you didn't like the
he is trying to sell more calls than he ever has in his career. And I don't want to get into whether he gets calls or not. Fine, he doesn't get calls.
But what if that's just desperation, Stoney, trying to get
one? That's what it is. Because he can't, maybe he can't get to the spot that he used to be able to get to. I'm just saying.
So you don't give no credence, you can say no, hell no, goo. No credence to just greed where he's trying to,
I don't have a problem.
He's going to make the shot on his own merit, but I'm trying to sell, getting a foul.
I have no problem. None, zero. With the way Steph Curry is playing, with the shots he's taking, I'm just saying, they look like harder shots. They look like they're more off balance. They look like he's trying to sell it a little bit more. And that's something that veteran players have to do in a young league with big-time athletes. Dennis in San Francisco. What's up, Dennis?
Good morning, guys. It's always good to talk to you guys.
Back at you, D.
I enjoy your show. Yeah, I enjoy your show a lot. You guys, like I said, you're my favorites.
Thank you.
I call into the morning show with Shatsky sometimes, and I rarely call into Willard, but I call into you guys all the time. It's when I get it's when I have the time in my truck and I
sweet
the. But anyway, So I'm a 71 year old fanatic. I'm still a sports nut. You know what I mean? And I listen to you guys, and you know, I think on this Buddy Hield thing, you're both right, Steiny. You're right. Hield hasn't done anything when he's been in this season. And Guru, you're right too. Is that Buddy Hield's a streaky shooter? You know, sometimes if you put him in, sometimes like last year when Buddy Hield was hot, the Warriors were tough to beat. You know. And, but he just hasn't shown that this year. And as far as the Kuminga thing goes, I think that was the strangest start of a season I've ever seen, where a kid was playing that well, and then all of a sudden his play falls off a little bit. Then they say he's got tendonitis, and now he doesn't get on the floor at all. I think they must have had something early on. You know, I think before that they were going to trade him. They told him that they were going to trade him. We're going to showcase you in the beginning of the year, and then we're going to try to trade you. I think they had some kind of deal that we don't know about, you know, because I don't think Kuminga wants to be here. I really don't.
Yeah.
I'm hoping if they get something for him. Yeah, if they get some form, I hope it's Bobby Portis, somebody like that, that maybe can help you with some rebounding. He can shoot a little bit outside, you know. He may fit in, but like you're saying, Steiny, it's not one move. One move is not going to help this team. You know, they're paying Butler, they're paying Steph and Butler too much money. They can't. Who are they going to get? And they're not going to be able to move Butler. Butler's making too much money. Nobody's going to pick up that contract.
Yeah,
you know, and you know what I mean. So what do they do? You know, I mean, they got to ride this thing out till the end of next year. You know, until they can move off that money. I don't know what is Draymond up this year or next year.
He's got a player option for 25. Thanks, Dennis. Appreciate it.
I guess that was. Because I hope Dennis still, and it sounds like he still has his radio on. I need your help. A lot of people miss me because that came out wrong.
You said it twice now.
A lot of people miss me.
That was Evan.
Come on now. But listen, 13 games were played by the Warriors in December. 48 minutes in the game. I went to James Logan High in Union City, California. That would equal, partner, if you want to know, 624 total minutes. Draymond Green was a minus, and I know he didn't play every minute, minus 65 in those 13 games, and the team was a plus 90 without him.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm asking you, Evan, the listeners, what do you do with that research? because, okay, maybe you're right. There's not a move out there that's going to change everything. But maybe there's a move or moves within, but they don't want to tackle the rat on the table brought to you by ATCO, because that is alarming to me. Watching the ball stop at the top of the key, and it's like the Warriors, the four others don't exist. Dre's just locked in on forcing it to Curry. That doesn't happen when he's not on the floor. So plus 90 in 13 games in minus 65 when he's on the court, to me, that is a hellified issue that I feel like, because it's Draymond, they don't want to tackle or even look deep into it.
Maybe. I think you might be right.
Wow.
But you knew, but they've always been this organization.
But now when it's on, when you can produce numbers like this on the floor, and the eye test is already telling me this before I got these numbers, you're allowing something to fester for the wrong reasons. You're saying you're about right now, but it's about who it is, who it's not, and that's not good for anybody.
You know, he had a terrible month of December. He was awful. Might have been his worst month of his career.
I mean, he was good last night.
I mean, he was a plus 15.
Seven assists. He was passing.
You know what? He went 0 for 6 from 3. End of story. It's 2026 in the NBA.
He was a plus 15, though.
He was a plus 15. He was 0 for 6 from 3.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do that in today's NBA.
But do you just leave these numbers because it's Draymond on your desk? Do you ball it up and throw it away? Because let me tell you, Buddy, if it was Kuminga, and anybody else, this would be there would be something done in regard to reduced minutes. But because it's our guy, he's untouchable.
All I can tell you is I would have no problem bringing Draymond Green off the bench. I would have no problem limiting his minutes to 20 to 24. None at all. And I think they should do that. Steve Kerr was asked about it a week ago, and he said that's not even crossed my mind.
They need him.
So do I like what they're doing? No. But
I appreciate that.
And I disagree with Steve Kerr's. Like, Steve Kerr to me is wrong on that. It hasn't crossed your... First of all, if he says it hasn't crossed your mind, like, that's... You got to be kidding me.
It's alarming.
Because it's crossed your mind at other times during Draymond Green's career.
22 NBA clearly. Finals.
So the fact, you know, like, I got to assume that's a lie that he hasn't thought about it. And so he has thought about it, but they just haven't done it.
Oh, man.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ. KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk studio. I'm going to say it, and I don't care what people say.
Well, that's who you are.
If the Golden State, you're not going to believe it.
It's 2026, baby, lay it on us.
If the Warriors could get Trae Young and not have to give up Steph Curry, I would absolutely think about it.
Well, you know what? I'll take talent.
Now, I can't give up tons of unprotected first.
Right.
I cannot do that. But I would. Well, what about Steph and Trey and Steph? They can't. Who cares? I don't care. They both can play one. They both can shoot.
If Pods, Moody, and Steph can play, and everybody with Steph and Spencer, Trey Young could play with Steph.
Yeah. I think. And again, I'm not saying.
But the Hawks want something, Stein. They ain't just giving them away.
I mean, they may be discovering they're better, not better, but they can play without him. Just like, that's the thing. I bet you Trae Young's like Draymond. Nobody's going to say the Warriors are better without Draymond, even though they were in December.
All right.
But they're going to say that, you got to have Draymond to be I think the Hawks are discovering, you know what? There's life after Trae Young.
Oh, wow.
But the Warriors haven't figured out that there might be life after Draymond Green.
But numbers are kind of telling you there might be something to that.
Yeah.
But you can ignore him all you want.
And by the way,
just last week before when I was out and he was on with Evan and Bonte, I believe they asked him, he said they need Draymond Green. And I'm listening to him. I'm like, he believes this or is this just a loyalty? And I get it. I mean, man.
Draymond's one of those guys now that if you want, if the Warriors are going to reach their ultimate potential as a team, whatever that is, yes, Draymond Green has to play at a level where he's really good so that the team can be better, but he's not playing at that level. He's just not. And listen, just because I would entertain Trae Young doesn't mean I don't think we should get bigger.
Right.
It just means, hey, you're looking, everybody looks down the road and says, who's our next? Who's our next? Who's our next? And you know what? You ain't getting anybody perfect.
And I'll say this about that. Last year at this time, before the inception of the Jimmy Butler trade, I was doubting Steph just a little bit, but I was in here and you were like, Guru, your dauber's down. And it was. What if I told you, partner, right now with Jimmy Butler, I'm right back there about this team. And I don't know if there's a Jimmy Butler gift under the Christmas tree. That's what's scary.
I guess.
What's the antidote this time?
Yeah, you've been, you got to stop this roller coaster you're on. I'm worried.
No, and I know, I can see clearly now.
No. Well, now.
Because we have no Thundercats outside of Steph, and Jimmy's a half of one offensively. Let's be real, man. I don't care who you start or who come. What they are, how they're constructed, and we are not gifted at putting a ball on the floor and going to the cup. Tell me I'm lying.
And they can't protect the rim, and they can't finish at the rim, and they're average shooting three-point team, and they're undersized, and they're old, and they're not athletic. It's like there's myriad issues. Devin in the Uber. Devin in the Uber. What's going on, D? How you doing, my man?
Hey, how my guys doing, man?
Hanging in, trying to figure it out.
I'm glad you're back, brother.
Right on, baby.
Yeah, man. You know what? First of all, salute to the producing team, man, the guys back there. They may not get the praise and the glory, but those guys are the engine to the show, man. So salute to those guys.
Absolutely.
But really quick, there we go. let's put the rat on the table, man.
Brought to you by ATCO. Go ahead, baby.
ATCO. I called in and I was like, you know, they're like, what are you calling for? And I'm like, yo, man, I'm just disappointed in the Warriors. Feel like, you know, we're average. And then as soon as I said that, I scratched it and I said, you know what? I'm not disappointed. We are average. Why am I going to be upset at something like this is who they are. This is the best they can do. They're putting effort out. It's not like in most of the games, right? It's not like they're lollygagging and wasting our time and money. They're trying. They just aren't that good. And I'm looking at it like for us to be – I think it's just – I don't know. We're in denial as a culture, like majority of us, right? We remember the days, and maybe it's because we can flirt with the playoffs that we're hoping Steph can do something. But that's a lot to ask for him, man, and of him. And Dre is just – I feel like Thanos snapped and Dre is slowly turning into bits of dust, man. Right? And Jimmy can't do what he does at a consistent enough basis, you know, because he doesn't have the system around him that makes him great, right? And so that just leaves Steph. We got God. We're just average, man. We're losing to the Bucks without Giannis. We're losing to the Pacers without Tyrese. We're losing to the Clippers that are older than us, by the way, without James Harden and a couple guys. And what it is they show us flashes against good teams sometimes or bad teams, and it's like, why can't we do that all the time? Because we're not good enough to do that all the time. The good teams do it all the time. That's why they're good. So I'm just looking at it like I'm not giving up on the season. But I definitely didn't believe a ring was in the future, right? And then my last thing is, I know we keep bringing up what happened when Jimmy got here, right? But again, that was only, 30-something games. What if this season they give us 30-something games of that? But then there's the rest of the season. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much footage out there with Jimmy now. That's done. You know, we caught him by surprise. So I love you guys, man, but I don't want to be in denial anymore in hopes of a second round, right? I think that we are flirting with play-in and maybe a sixth seed if everything goes well.
Yeah. But,
and then what?
Appreciate you, Devin. Sixth seed is already getting tricky. Nobody, now you can get right back in it in this 8-game homestand. I tell you what worries me a little bit about the 8-game homestand, to be quite honest.
Lay it on me. I'm worried about Milwaukee.
I will. They played the Jazz Saturday.
And we're down 12. Go ahead.
They play the Clippers last night, Monday. Here are their games. Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday. So in other words, yeah, they have 8 games at home. They're coming every other day. And I remember what happened the last time that the Warriors, and it was in the playoffs, but if you remember, the Warriors had a stretch of about 15 games where they had to go every other day, and it took its toll. It took its toll. Like, it just does. They benefit from a couple two-day off scenario.
Yeah. And but we'll if you see. Want it, you got to go get it. And I appreciate you doing that. But to Dee's point, I mean, the Warriors can be a sponsor since the inception of the play-in because we stay there outside of the – no, seriously. We are always a part of the play-in. And it's 2026. I told you I'm turning over a new leaf, but I'm just keeping it real because I'm a lifelong Warrior fan. I'll never run from that. But I'm being real and true to the craft on what we do, being your friend and your family. The bottom line is – they got a Draymond Green problem, and this culture is yet to try to do anything about it. Now it's all on the court, and he's so untouchable, Elliot Ness, that they won't even think about reducing his role. And I'm gonna just leave like that there because outside of the losses, which are painful, I think there's other ways to try to skin the cat within. But because Dre is who he is. He's you can't call him in the office and do anything different. And I think that reeks. It's hypocrisy. He punched a player and he got away with it. And now he's not giving you a minus 65 in not a week in the month of December. And they're a plus 90 without him. And the coach is telling us on our airwaves, there's no other life without him. Okay, you can still have them, but there can be a reduced role, or at least try it, Steiny. And you know what that does and sends a message to the others that are worthy for maybe a bigger role or more minutes? That stinks. Now, if you're a number 2-3 seed, I wouldn't even – but man, Steiny, that reeks of where not just they're at in the books, it just reeks that somebody's getting away with basketball version of murder, man.
You know why that issue particularly...
consuming me?
Yeah, and you know why I don't spend a thought on it? I swear to God. Like, that one doesn't get me upset.
Why?
Because we know, like, that... We know everything about why it's happening. Like, this is where we got to be smarter. This team said they're riding it to the hilt with Draymond and Steph. Okay. Right. And 2 years ago, everybody loved it. Not everybody, but everybody got it. And,
Damn.
We should have seen it coming. You still have Steve Kerr as the coach with three 35-year-olds who are star players, so he's going to play them.
But one is not playing like a star.
Okay.
But he's getting treated as a
like this
such.
Is what this is why it doesn't shock me. I've watched Steve Kerr for 15 years, and you know what? It may be hypocritical, but it's been consistent. He is always, 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 always gone to veterans. Always.
All right.
If you want that to change, I think you got to get rid of Steve Kerr.
I hear you.
Goo.
We got to get to it.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do now. Because I don't want to get rid of these calls. We're going to do half and half. We'll do half Warriors and then half 49ers. We'll go 12 up until 12 Warriors.
We got to talk about Saturday and Sunday.
Absolutely. So there it is. You want a Warrior talk? You're going to get it for the next 40 minutes, and then we're going into the story of the moment, which is the Niners.
Right. We'll see. We're not there yet.
No, I'm gonna this time, Evan. I promise.
We'll see.
Stop it. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.